Welcome to 20 Days with 1 Peter, Blessing and Purpose Even in the Midst of Suffering, Day 12. Our scripture reading today begins with 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in His mouth. When they hurled their insults at Him, He did not retaliate. When He suffered, He made no threats. Instead, He entrusted Himself to Him who judges justly. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls. Now we move to chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Who's going to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you're blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. In yesterday's reading, Peter urged us to live such good lives among non-believers that even though they accuse us of doing wrong, they may see our good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us. Back in the first century, there were some crazy rumors going around about Christians. Some people were saying that Christians practiced cannibalism. Evidently, they had heard of a shared meal where people ate flesh and drank blood, a total misunderstanding of the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, which represents our Savior's body, which was broken for us, and His blood, which was shed on our behalf. There were also false rumors of sexual misconduct during Christian worship services. Evidently, someone had been told about a deep love Christians shared for one another. Again, a total misunderstanding of the strong family tie of brotherly and sisterly love we share, and of the unconditional, sacrificial love we are called to, as demonstrated to us by Jesus Himself. These days, Christians are much more likely to be falsely depicted in very different ways. We get painted with a wide brush as bitter, spiteful, unloving, glaringly hypocritical. These are the types of mistaken notions outsiders may have about Christians in the 21st century. Peter's paradigm still holds true today. The best way to respond to accusations of heartlessness is by demonstrating kindness. The best way to respond to accusations of being hard-hearted is by demonstrating compassion. When we do just that, it will make an impression. We shouldn't be surprised if people start asking questions. Peter tells us to be ready to explain the reason we have for our hope. Lest we miss the mark by saying all the right things with all the wrong attitude, he quickly reminds us to do so with gentleness and respect. In this we will keep a clear conscience, no matter how they respond. May we always hope, though, always continue to pray that they will one day embrace our one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us to live the kinds of lives that make a positive impression upon outsiders. Help us respond to accusations of heartlessness by demonstrating supernatural kindness. May we respond to accusations of being pride-filled by demonstrating spirit-filled humility. All glory to you. All honor and praise to you, Lord in heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a wrap for day 12. Now let's see how well we can put it into practice. Have a good one, and I hope to see you next time on 20 Days with 1 Peter.